right, guys, we are back, and now it's only me and Becky tonight, but we are talking all of the fun stuff, all of the great choices on Academy Week 1 for So You Think You Can Dance, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I love this song, but then again, like we just said, I love Bruno Mars.
I love me some Bruno too. From yeah. Here to Mars.
God, I love it.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Instagram and your Twitter.
Ooh, speaking of Instagram and Twitter.
I know, right?
Right?
All right, guys, so we're just going to go ahead and start talking, because if not, it's going to be again like last week.
No, introduce yourself in case somebody's brand new.
But me and Teague, last time we were here dancing for like, I don't know, almost 20 minutes. That's a lie, because I don't think a song's 20 minutes. But, you know. All right, guys, well, welcome to the first week of the Academy. And my name is Yvette Sanchez. You can find me at Sports and Sass on Twitter with three S's. Ooh, I almost ruined my own thing. And then two S's on Instagram. And then to my left is the beautiful Becky Sotero.
Hello. Look at that smile. Hello. It is good to be back on this amazing panel. So there were four. Now there's two.
There was two.
Just for this week. You know. But my friends, you can find me at Becky Sotero on Twitter, finally. So
Yay! Don't forget your Instagram and Twitter.
That's like right. Instagram, Facebook, all things social media at Becky Sotero. So good to see everyone.
All righty. So let's talk about the Academy that was held here in our very own Northridge, California at Seaside.
Yes, and I'm a Matador. That's my alma mater.
That
so
is right.
The VPAC.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure many people recognize the VPAC, which is where auditions were.
I know. I remember I would always drive by it once it was done. I was looking into going to see some, but I didn't.
Ooh.
So.
No. Great school. Amazing dance program. I mean, it's fitting they had it there, too. The building's beautiful. Great setting.
So what do you think of, let's talk about the opening.
Yes, so the opening I was not a fan of. I think it's fun that they integrated, you know, dance, obviously, but all 100 dancers, they broke them up. Obviously, everyone saw that, you know, they had the, you know, the ballroom, or they broke everyone up into their sections, and I mean, it was cute. I just felt like it was a little cheesy, a little, you know.
Was it
too much?
Too Broadway, much. Too cheesy?
Yeah, a little Broadway, a little much. And I would have loved, you know, again, to have just kind of gone right into the Academy, because as we'll talk about, it just blew through a little too much for me. I wanted to see more of the dances.
Yeah.
Especially when they were picking their teams.
Exactly. I feel like this time, you know, especially for the Academy.
Yes.
You know, you want to see as much footage as you possibly can. We don't want to see the little... Save the opening number for the first show.
Yes.
Like the first competition show.
Well, and I mean, obviously they had to learn this incredible, I mean, there was a lot of dance they had to learn.
Right.
So I mean, at least, you know, the dancers got to perform, if you will. So maybe that was kind of an homage to the people who didn't,
make it
through. So it's kind of their, I'm in the top 100, which is a humongous deal anyway.
Yeah.
But I just remember thinking, this is a little long. It's a little long for me.
Yeah, this is a little long, and it's taking a little bit of time.
Yeah, I just would have liked it a snip, snap, a little shorter, and then just gotten right into the Academy and seeing all things dance.
All righty. So, you know, it's the first week, and I think in the middle of it, the first cut, the ones who weren't going through to hip-hop was, there were 71 who only went through to hip-hop.
Yes.
So there was a big amount of cuts.
Yeah.
And so... Correct me if I'm wrong, before the first round of cuts, they couldn't pick to see if they wanted them on their team or not, right?
No. So it was the first task they had to perform the solo in front of the All-Stars. And just to kind of review, in case anybody missed the show, the All-Stars are Robert over Contemporary, Gabby with Tap, Paul Ballroom, Jasmine Contemporary, Marco Jazz, love me Marco, Comfort Hip Hop, Cyrus Animation. Again, that was surprising to me because I thought he was hip hop.
Yeah, I thought he was hip hop. But you know what? Animation is something all of its own. So, you know,
that's going to be exciting
cool to
see
put
that.
It into another category.
Jenna is going to be Ballroom, your girl Jenna.
Yes.
Fiction, Hip Hop Fiction is a very busy man because he's obviously...
World of Dance.
World of Dancing it. And then we have Allison, who is probably my favorite So You Think You Can Dance All-Star ever. And she's, well, I mean, dancer, but she's an all-star for contemporary. And I love her.
Like, you know what I love about Allison? And I want to say I've mentioned this before, mm-hmm. but she went on there as contemporary. Mm-hmm. She was known as contemporary. But hello, girl pulled it off, and she was on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my gosh. And she's an incredible hip-hop dancer.
Right? Still well, her. Hello, her and Twitch.
Yes. Oh, talk about family goals, I know, couple right? goals, like, dance goals. Basically, Allison has the whole package.
Exactly.
Ever. But I love her. I love that she is relatable to the dancers. I love that not only does she want to help them with, you know, molding them in her style, she can step outside. I mean, her and Fiction are standouts.
Exactly. And what I like is that you can actually, you know, you've seen it that they are.
Yes.
That they are able to do so many other different things.
Right. Well, and I think we forget too that she didn't win, but she's like,
she did, but she's very relevant.
She should have. No, I mean, she's just absolutely incredible. So that's the all-star list. Mm-hmm. So the first task was to perform, as we saw, the solos in front of them. Obviously that was snapped. We didn't see all 29.
Okay, wait, I'm trying to remember. Who was it that when we saw that there were like, wait a minute, why didn't they go through? Darius. Wasn't it his solo that he didn't go through to even
And Ryan Bailey and your boy Ryan Bailey, who you really love, did not get through.
No. You and I were both confused by Ryan Bailey. That was Teague's boy.
Oh, Teague's boy. Okay.
Sorry.
Teague is in the Philippines, by the way. So,
yes, so you know, whatever.
She's busy anyway. But I was not that surprised with Ryan Bailey, but I would have liked to have seen maybe what he would have done. You know, with another genre. However, they just don't have time for that.
And you know what? I think that's why, like, when I told mm-hmm. you, I was like, it's kind of almost like, I get it. He's quirky. He has his own style. He has a very distinct way of dance. But it was so, it's almost like a disadvantage
yes.
to be so technically trained. Yes. And I'm sorry, when he would do his little things, it didn't even mm-hmm. look, mm-hmm. it almost looked like, I don't know, he got possessed by the
a little bit
gods.
And I think
and it was a little
it's just disjointed a little bit, and I think for this particular competition I don't right. think that it's saying that he's not talented. Clearly he's got his own studio, he's training dancers, you know, in I can't forget what part of the country it is, but he's doing very, very well. But I just think that for this specific competition, like we learned, you have an hour to pick up a routine and right. deliver. And
you know, sometimes, you know, looking at someone, I mean, I know when I taught dance or when I had mm-hmm. teams and stuff, you can kind of very easily see who will not mm-hmm. pick up on choreography.
Yeah, and I think that half of the All-Stars, especially when we were watching too, they show the All-Stars and
they were like,
well, it's never a good sign when they look confused. And I think that's probably the problem, is that he's just, his style's a little too specific.
Right. And so they don't think he could venture out.
Yeah, that was my guess. Much. That was my guess, is that they may not have thought that he could take on hip hop and deliver. I would have liked to have heard kind of what their deliberation was. But.
Yeah, because I could see myself, like, if I had to sit there and if I had mm-hmm. to choose, I would think to myself, okay, if I gave him an 8 count mm-hmm. to freestyle for hip hop,
sure.
Would he be able to adapt to it, or mm-hmm. would it still be that right. only specific right. quirkiness and characteristic that
yes,
he has?
And I think it would have been a little too difficult for him, especially hip hop. I mean, isn't it funny that the first choreography round is hip hop?
I was really shocked by that. Mm-hmm. But then again, I've always thought the two that can make or break you
yes.
is hip-hop and contemporary.
I think even hip-hop over that, because it's so specific. I mean, it's I don't know. I just feel like you either look jerky or it's from my experience and just from hearing other dancers talk, it's the hardest to pick up quickly, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe that's kind of their technique as well, is getting
maybe
the hardest thing out of
the gate.
You know,
trim
the
fat.
Yep, exactly.
As quick as you possibly can.
And they did.
So, I mean, I don't. That Ooh. Sounds mean, but you know.
No, they definitely did.
We're being honest.
Oh, and then we should talk about, so Lindsay's sister Jensen. You were talking yes. about that. Is she was with Tristan?
Tristan
did not
he
get through.
He didn't go through, but she did.
She did.
And I just saw a little snippet of it.
Mm-hmm. But that's Lindsay Arnold's sister.
Yes.
Okay.
And I just don't know if I'm so blown away okay. by her.
And your specialty is ballroom, so that's a big deal.
It's not that. It's just that mm-hmm. she does some things that I remember I used to get reprimanded for mm-hmm. on the floor. Mm-hmm. So then I'm like, I'm kind of thinking, like, is she getting this push because okay. her sister's Lindsay Arnold? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because I remember when she went up there, they're like, oh, her name's, you know, Arnold.
Right.
And they're like, is your sister Lindsay? And right. she looks just like
she
her.
She does look
she
just like her.
She sounds just uh-huh. like her. And I'm not saying that that's the only reason she's getting through, but I feel like of all the ballroom dancers, she's not that strong.
Okay.
I think for who her sister is and how long she's been doing it, she should have been a lot stronger.
Sure.
Just like when she held, I'm not going to forget, when she held her last pose mm-hmm. for her audition, she didn't even hold it. Mm. But no one said anything.
Right. And it's unfortunate that it's about the networking and who you know. But I will say that won't fly as we move forward into the competition. So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, when she's getting into, we didn't see her after we found out that she was going to hip hop, but we didn't see if she was picked on a team yet. We haven't seen her go through other choreography.
Yeah, I didn't see her picked on a team. And I'm assuming she has to have gone through the choreography because mm-hmm. they didn't show her going home.
Right.
So, because they said six went home after that.
Right. I know. It was a little disjointed to watch, especially as you're taking notes and taking it mm-hmm. all in. But yeah, it'll be interesting next week to see who goes back to do Travis Wall's choreography.
Oh, God.
Oh my God.
It's going to be and then.
I just feel like even if you could go through, I know, and then I know. But I mean, for me, one of my bucket list items, if not probably top, I would probably say top seven is to learn from Travis Wall. Like, I don't know if I could get through like an eight count. I know. But I mean, to be able to do anything that he's choreographed.
Anything he does.
So I mean, you're already a winner. If you,
yeah. I'd be like, you know what? Have me do like a somersault and then like just lay there
yes.
and that'll be the choreography
just
I'll take from you.
Instruction from him. Wow.
Yeah. And then, you know, they go to ballroom,
yes.
which is another one that you know what? A lot of these dances can make or break you. It just yes. depends the difficulty of what you're going to be doing.
Right. And yeah. I mean, like we saw, if you're a ballroom dancer and you can't pull off the hip hop, yikes. If you are a hip hopper and you can't pull off ballroom, I mean, but they said that this is the one competition where you're being thrown. I mean, they do Bollywood, for heaven's sakes.
I know. So you it's know. Like, it's almost like you have to be, well, Gabby mm-hmm. is the one who said, obviously she's not looking for a one trick pony because she was always the epitome of not a one trick pony.
And fiction too.
And fiction
my gosh.
And Melanie. Ugh. So I remember there's a lot of people who aren't one trick ponies, but I feel like they're, are a good amount mm-hmm. of one-trick ponies this season.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
I do. And it's not so much that they can't do anything else. It's that it's more that they're so mm-hmm. unique. Mm-hmm. So when you're that unique,
yeah,
it's like, you know, you tend to favor it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if it were me, I'd slay ballroom and I'd probably, you know, be bomb at hip-hop, but throw me in contemporary and I'd be like rolling around.
No, you're right.
Like
we've definitely seen the one-trick ponies. I wonder if that's creative editing. You know, maybe we haven't quite seen, maybe they're just highlighting those people kind
exactly.
of in the beginning stages, but I do wonder if we're going to be seeing more of the Melanies and the Marcos and the fictions to come.
I have a feeling they're just going to throw them out of no. $5, there's going to be someone in the top 10 that we're just like, who's that?
I love Kevin Davis Jr., the one that is going to be
God, yes.
Allison's team. Very first one, hip-hopper, but I think we're going to see a lot of versatility from him.
Oh, yeah. I liked him a lot. And then, obviously, our girl Kaylee.
Oh,
she went with
Kaylee.
Cyrus.
Yeah, it's surprising me a little bit.
Yeah, because even though when she was doing her performance with, it was with Robert.
Yeah,
with Robert,
mm-hmm.
which is the one that we liked, where we remember his see-through outfit.
Yeah.
I felt she held back and she still made
yes.
that much of an impact.
Yes, I completely agree with you. I felt like when we were watching that, I mean, of course, it's the trio and your guys are looking different ways, but,
because yeah.
There were three different groups dancing.
Right, right.
But I completely agree with you. I was kind of like waiting for her to just punch out a little bit and they both kind of felt like they were holding back, but maybe, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's a strategy. Who knows? But
who knows? Because I mean, when I was watching it, you know, Nappy Tabs, they were hitting like some lines that were pretty big. Mm-hmm. So when they hit it, I felt like they were just like,
yes,
not as
fell
big
short.
As they could have been.
They did fall short a little bit.
So,
I completely agree with
but
you.
But then again, some people, you know, maybe they felt that they didn't have to exude that much energy and
right.
put so much because their quirkiness mm-hmm. and their expressions all spoke for themselves.
Of course. And we also don't know. So You Think You Can Dance is so famous for, you know, rehearsals being watched. Mm-hmm. And so I would not surprise me at all if the All-Stars were actually watching rehearsals and kind of saw their attitude. And again, if they had an incredible attitude, maybe their performance was just not quite where they wanted it to
right.
be. They also could have, you know, again, we don't know when that was filmed. They could have been one of the last groups of three to go in, and they could have been tired from rehearsing. There's so many things
that
we
don't
see. Yeah,
there's so many.
But
well, then that would explain, because even you saw me when mm-hmm. Jenna picked Kiki.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. and she's like, you have to promise me that you're not going to give up, that you're not going to do this or that. And it's normally, mm-hmm. normally, when you see someone who gives up and gets frustrated on a dance floor mm-hmm. in front of people, it's a very big turnoff.
Sure.
You know, because they've always said dance through it, even if you don't know the choreography.
Yes.
Smile, do something, mm-hmm. don't just stand there. And he was very, like, deer in headlights. So
yeah.
maybe she did see him. Maybe she saw him trying really hard.
Well, we didn't even see his solo.
No.
I don't know if I've seen him this whole competition yet. Have we seen
him? We did. We saw okay. him because I remember saying he...
Everyone's just blending. Well, but she did mention that he's one of the best ballroom dancers
yes,
to come in through the competition.
He was very strong. He was a very strong ballroom dancer.
But it surprised you that
yes,
they put him through.
I feel she should not... Mm-hmm. have put him on her team, and she should have sent him through to choreography.
Okay. Fair enough, yeah.
Because it's like, okay, maybe he can't pick up on hip-hop. Mm-hmm. Let me work with him. Mm-hmm. How do you know he's going to be able to pick up on contemporary? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And well, and maybe we're not seeing something that they saw. I don't know. You're absolutely right. I was shocked by that myself. But I haven't seen his solo, so I don't know. He must be that good, where Jenna's like, I'm giving it all.
So, but then again, they only have an hour to learn. Mm-hmm.
So, oh my gosh, yeah, let's talk about that. So not only is it hard enough, right? Not only is it hard enough to just be, you know, a great dancer, which if you're top 100 there, you are extraordinary already.
Right.
But you're being given an hour to learn a Nappy Taps routine, which is already just like beyond any level than most dancers, you know what to do with.
Right.
But they're given an hour, and then they have to perform it. And I think that it's not an interesting concept for dancers because they're used to it in
right.
a competitive level like that. But, I mean, what a way to just chop the field, because it is about how fast you can pick up the choreography
exactly,
under pressure, because that's how the competition is.
So, mm-hmm. you know, that's what I was saying. You know, it's... You know, and then it goes to show you the types of choreography that people can pick up on. Because there's people who, teach me a dance. Mm-hmm. You know, 3-4 hours we'll work on it, and I've got 3 days to perfect it. Or 2 days to perfect it.
Right.
Someone can do that perfectly.
Right.
But they want to see the person who, okay, give me an hour, I'll pick it up.
Right.
I'll do it. I'm not going to forget anything.
Which is so much about being a professional dancer. And that's, I mean, again, they have to make sure that who they're bringing in as a top 10 can pick up, what, 3 dances in 1 week? I think some of them do up to 6 dances in the last final weeks.
And then, so then that's why I worried so much about Kiki.
Because
it wasn't that, I don't think it's that he was nervous. I just don't think he picked up on it that quick. So it's like, you know, you can't, that's a setback. That's a setback when you can't pick up on it that quick and you're in a competition like that, because you have to pick up on it.
Maybe she's just taking that on as a challenge too, you know?
That could be it too. Jenna, I don't know what your angle is with it, but I'm going to trust it because obviously she's on Dancing with the Stars and I'm not, and she's an all-star and I'm not.
Yeah.
So, but then there was the three-way outcome, which is you're going home, you're on a team immediately, or you're going through the choreography.
Right. Travis Wall's choreography.
Do you think they should have done it so early? To be on a team immediately?
I do, because I think that if they already see the talent, if they already see exactly what they're looking for, and I think that as a professional at their level, there's a part of me that feels like you can spot it immediately.
Right.
It's just like when you walk into an audition for an actor, they say that, you know, the casting director, the director, producer, everyone in the room knows within the first 25 seconds when you walk in if you are what they're looking for. Granted, that is visually, but I just feel like with dance, they were able to tell from their solos So I think weed out the field a little bit, give the dancers learning the choreography a little more breathing room. Mm-hmm. I just kind of take out those people that they know they want.
Right.
I didn't mind that format. How about you?
A little bit.
Okay. You wanted it maybe one
more
round?
I just wanted maybe like one more round. Mm-hmm. Because I remember when they had to do, like, Broadway and all that.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool that they're not doing Broadway and they're putting ballroom this time around. So I like that a
lot.
Me
too.
But, so I just wanted to see them go through, like, two. Because, like let's say I saw Kiki and he didn't pick up the choreography. And then I saw him again and I saw him having trouble picking up on the other choreography.
Okay.
Then I'd be like, okay, it wasn't just Deer in Headlights. It wasn't just Nerves. This is, like, his crutch.
Right.
This is his crutch. This is what holds him back.
Right.
Do I want to work with this? Do I not? And I feel also that the All-Stars mm-hmm. are more critical than the actual judges are.
Yes, they are.
And I think the judges should be on the All-Star level, like critical like that.
Right. I don't know. I mean, you're right. Maybe they get to choose four people on their team.
Mm-hmm.
So like even with Allison, right out of the gate, before you've even seen contemporary or ballroom, she has two people already packed on her team. So,
yeah.
I mean, it could be that they're pulling, the trigger a little too soon. But I don't know. I guess that just shows how much faith they have in these dancers if they're already doing that.
Some of them I felt the trigger was pulled, way too soon. I do feel that. And I'm telling you, I'm still in shock that Darius didn't go through.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Darius. Okay, so Darius, in case anybody forgets, Darius was the one that was raised in the difficult home. His mother was in prison and his aunt took him in. And, just extraordinary contemporary dancer. I thought he was going to be in the top 10.
Me?
For
I think
sure.
I think I even said that. I was like, oh, he's going to be in the top 10 for sure. He's
right.
I
wonder if we need to watch back this episode, because I don't remember them even showing him do hip hop, but he might have been one of those ones, like a Kiki, where he just could not pick up.
I think he even went home before hip hop.
No, I thought he did hip hop. No, he was one of the 71.
Oh, that's
He went to hip hop.
Yeah,
so he went before the All Stars, and they didn't even give him contemporary. So something must have tragically went wrong with hip hop.
Yeah, it must have gone really
see.
Really bad.
But I mean, for him to be such a forerunner during the auditions, I'm completely shocked.
I was definitely shocked, and then obviously we saw some other people go home that we hadn't seen them yet.
Yeah.
I think Jason Kidd, he was the
animator.
Mm-hmm. That was like his fourth time.
Okay, yeah.
Going home.
That's right.
So,
he had a good attitude though. You can't quit. And I mean, I think Twitch auditioned several times before he got on too.
Yeah.
I want to say he auditioned three or four times.
I think he auditioned four.
Okay.
I want to say four.
And then he got on his fifth.
And
we'll research that.
We'll research that. Or if someone wants to go ahead and tweet it at us, just
right.
let us know.
Please do. And also, let's do a little correction from a couple weeks ago. I think we talked about Robert being the backup dancer for Gaga, but it was actually Mark is his name. Yeah, so we got confused with Robert versus Mark. They kind of look alike
anyway. They do look alike.
Anyway,
and
so
it's like
Mark.
You know exactly who you're talking about.
And someone did message us with that, so thank you for keeping us on.
That was like the one time I kept calling a BlackBerry phone a Blueberry,
right?
And I was
right?
sworn. I was like, yeah, the Blueberry.
It's funny because I see his face, very, very
exactly.
distinctive
it's
face.
Exactly, it's a very distinct face. And then I'm like, wait a minute, he hasn't even been on there, like... And then there I am, like, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, he's just, they're all amazing. So anyway, that's a sidetrack, but thank you.
So Logan.
Mm-hmm.
Logan
Hernandez.
Logan Hernandez was just amazing.
Yes.
And then Jenna even said, I want you to be my partner.
That was something. I literally just got chills.
So I was like.
I just got chills.
I was like. Partner where?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are we talking about, like, Dancing with the Stars? Like, you know, when she goes back? Or
professional when they pick the top 10,
mm-hmm.
the All-Stars get to pick their partner.
That's...
So that's what she's like, I'm taking you straight to the live show, is basically what that's...
And you know, it's funny. He didn't even choose her.
He did not
And she was,
her.
Like, guaranteeing
so
him a spot. He went with Allison.
Yes, he did.
Because Allison is a very, like, she's a hot commodity.
I know.
Does she walk out with three? No.
She has two. Allison has Kevin and Logan. So, I mean, I think that a lot of that might have to do with the fact that, again, Allison and Fiction, and I would even put Marco in that category, just stand out in being able to be well-versed in every category. If I was a dancer, I would go with them three as well. But I'm not saying that Comfort and Robert and Jasmine, I'm not saying that, and the others aren't, you know, able to teach the well-rounded side of dance. But I mean, in this competition, you've got to be able to be an Allison, to be a Fiction. And it's not anymore about the one trick ponies, as we talked about. Mm-hmm. Even Gabby, I mean, Gabby came away with Lex, which is exciting.
I think everyone.
The contestant, Robert, not Robert, the sister.
Everyone wanted Lex. Yes. I think I wanted Lex, and I wasn't even on the panel. I was like, right. I'll take Lex. But
right, exactly. Well, and I think that at the end of the day, the biggest thing is going to be that I think that I'm calling Logan out. I'm calling Kevin out. I would even say Lex as some top competitors in terms of, I mean, they're definitely going to be in the top 10. Calling it now. I think they're going to be in the top 10 for sure.
And you know what's funny is I see a lot of the top competitors this mm-hmm. season are male.
Oh,
yeah. I don't see a yeah. lot of the top competitors as girls.
You're absolutely right. And I feel like they've been highlighting a lot of the males as well. So again, yeah. we don't know if it's editing. We don't know what it is.
We don't know what it is. Like, you know, some people get bad, but it's like we're only going off of what we see. So we can only imagine. But
right. Right.
I'm still kind of shocked that Kaylee went with Cyrus.
Yeah, I mean, she's quirky enough. I feel like there's something about Cyrus's choreography, mm-hmm. I think, or what he'll bring to her right. style that's going to be really unique. I don't know. We'll see.
That's going to be crazy. I'm, you know.
Well, I want to know what the animation umbrella is. I do you have any kind of input on that? Like, what that's supposed to mean?
I was like you. I thought it was under the hip-hop umbrella mm-hmm. or the Fiction umbrella.
Yeah,
I put
yeah.
Fiction in his own. Yeah,
no,
umbrella,
I mean,
but
I'm trying to think. I don't know if I mean, we'll look into that because I'm not quite sure if I know exactly what that animation title is supposed to encompass.
I almost feel like he wasn't was he animation when he was on the show? Was that
I thought
his
he was a
thing?
Popper and a hip hopper. I mean, I definitely remember his season, but I just I need to research that a little bit.
Yeah,
I
need to like go back and mm-hmm. rewatch, kind of like you.
I wonder
like,
if anybody else was confused about that, but we'll find some answers to what that is.
We will.
Or tweet us.
But you know who I liked? Dassie Lee.
Oh, yes. What a kick butt popper she was. She's going to go far too. Look
she,
at
but she's with Fiction. I think Fiction is going to take her so far. Yeah. It's yeah. not even funny.
Yeah. Well, like, let's see how she does I wonder, again, if she gets into the top 10, I want to know how she's going to do with all the other styles. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I want to see. That's what I want to see. Like, she's a great hip-hopper. She's a great popper. She has the personality. She has the presence. She executes so well, but it's like,
yeah,
can she do the other stuff?
Right. But like, I think, was it Cyrus was one that said she hits hard?
Yeah.
And I agree with that. She just, I mean, 116% all the way.
Girl, she moved to America for this show. I know. So, of course, she's going to hit hard. So.
South Korea's pride and joy.
And then Sydney, when mm-hmm. she had to go back and forth with them.
Poor Robert. No one. No one chose Robert.
Well.
On that first round there.
He's a little intense. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. Like, he's talking, like, at you. He's like, mm-hmm. you're going to pick me. But then he also said mm-hmm. that he only goes based off of feeling. Mm-hmm. So it's like, are we going to see, like, great technicality when it comes to Robert? Like, what are we going to see when it comes to Robert? Because he's like, the connection just wasn't there.
Yes.
The connection just wasn't there.
Yeah.
He even said that when he had, was it JT or Jake? When he had the little boy, when they did the kids.
I
want to think it's J. I think it's JT.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure because I loved that kid. Ooh. But yeah. I remember he's like, there's just a connection that I have mm-hmm. with him. So I don't know if that's another, you know, tactic that they sure. have, that it's like, if I can connect to you, if I can talk to you, if I can really get through to you and you're not scared of me, you're not intimidated by me. I can push you to where you want to be.
It's no wonder also that Robert's a contemporary dancer, so connection is everything. I mean, well, that and ballroom, I would say, are pretty comparative. But I got a little bit of a weird vibe from him, so I'm wondering what he's looking for. And maybe, again, since all these contestants are choosing, if you will, the bigger names, you know? I don't know. I don't know. It just makes me wonder.
That could be it, too. You know, like, they don't know, or... Not that they don't know, but they're just mm-hmm. going for the most popular name or, mm-hmm. you know, what
or,
they...
I mean, as we can see from this list, Allison, you know, Fiction, Allison, Cyrus, Gabby, Paul, Comfort, Marco, Gabby. Again, it's the the dancers,
it's
all-stars.
It's the ones that are super well-known.
Yeah. And it's the dancers that are known for, you know, being able to cross-train every type of style. I mean, they just knock it out of the park, so.
Well, that's very true.
Strategy.
I haven't, not to take anything away from Robert, because I think he's an absolutely phenomenal dancer, and I've always loved his dancing. But if you look at it, he's not one that crosses much.
I don't remember him being a standout.
Comfort doesn't cross as much. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So
I don't know. Comfort was, I don't know. I will say I remember her being.
Her season, she was amazing.
Yes.
She was amazing.
A little bit like Fiction again. Like I remember watching her do a lyrical routine. I was like, hello. Because, I mean, beautiful pointed feet. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, again, as a hip hopper. You don't point anything. Unless you're pointing at, you know, your boy. Or your crotch. I don't know. But no, I'm very, very, very impressed by Comfort. I think she goes in the same Marco Allison Fiction category. But I think, again, it's just people think of hip hop when they think of Comfort. So yes. Who knows how much these dancers know about these all stars as well. That's something to think about.
That's true.
I mean, they all say they're fans of the show, but who knows?
Who knows? But.
Good stuff.
I'm just. And then. Oh, my gosh. I don't want to butcher her name again. And I think I do it all the time.
Keone. Right?
Koini?
Is that what you're talking about? I think it's Koini.
We suck because I tried to write it down like how it sounds. And I still can't even remember what
I think
what
it's
Koini.
Koini.
Koini. She went with Marco. Mm-hmm. I am so excited for that.
Me too.
When she's like, Marco, I was like, oh my God.
Yes.
Yes.
Marco was, he was the contestant that could not finish, correct? Because he had an injury. And they asked him to come back the following season. Was that Marco? Is that the same Marco that I'm thinking of? Or maybe it's somebody else?
Okay, you don't.
There's just so many seasons.
We don't want to confuse him with Alex. Because I almost confused him with Alex.
No, I thought Marco was the one that got injured during his season. And then everyone thought he was going to run away with it, but he got injured, and then Nigel told him to come back the following season.
I have
a feeling
that did happen.
Okay.
Or it was something that someone else got injured, and then they brought him in his
place. Right,
something like that. Something where he was brought back.
Or they brought him back as an all-star the following season. I can't remember, but he's just extraordinary. And I remember being so wowed, like Melanie wowed with him. So I think that's going to be an incredible matchup.
I'm excited to see that. So I just really want to see. Now, I wonder if any of our previous our previous favorites we didn't see. I mean, we did love Ariel. I remember her.
Yes.
She was the auditions too.
Right.
And then we had Kaylee. She was there.
Yeah, Kaylee. Well, so did we talk about Kristen and Vasily? Your fave?
My ballroom couple that made me cry again. Well, no, they didn't make me cry this time.
Okay.
But they're just so lucky.
Yeah.
They're so in love, and they get to dance with each other, and, you know, they just did so beautifully. And I was kind of surprised that none of the ballroom dancers wanted to jump on them. Like, they didn't want to take them right away.
Right. So, again, we didn't even see kind of the aftermath of their hip-hop. I mean, of course, they can't show everyone. So it's my assumption that they are going on to contemporary. So, again, it'll be fun to see.
Just to see.
What happens with them. But, again, they're so captivating. Even when they showed, you know, the panel of all-stars.
They were just like.
Your eyes cannot be taken off of this couple. I feel like they're the best ballroom couple, do you think, that's ever come through?
Yeah, you know what? And I will say that they, because I've seen the competitions in person, and I can't say I've seen every single great ballroom dancer perform, because, you know, no one's ever seen every great.
Sure.
But literally the way they danced was like, the way I got when I saw a competitive couple that was a professional couple, their name were Urs and Agnes.
Yeah.
And one was from Germany and the other one was from Poland. Mm-hmm. When I watched them dance, I swear to you, I was crying. I was in awe. And I was just like, oh my God. And I'll never forget, she had on this beautiful yellow gown and he was just taking her all over the dance floor, and I even got to dance with him, and I will never, ever forget that. So that's the feeling I get with these two.
I completely agree with you. I mean, dance is supposed to evoke emotion. It's supposed to make you feel like you are almost, you know, invading their personal space. Exactly. And I feel like when I watch them dance, we've only seen them twice in this audition process in Now Academy.
When
but
they did this thing.
They're so completely captivating. And I think that I'm praying that they both make it through. I just feel like it seems like they always like to pull apart.
Yeah,
the couples.
So I think that might but, be, maybe that's why they're kind of like holding back.
Right.
You know, instead of, so maybe to see like, well, maybe she can hold up her
right.
contemporary and he can't. So that's why we're going to weed it out.
It will be interesting to see what happens. I just, no matter what happens, they were so complete. They just delivered in their genre. You know what
well,
I mean?
Of course.
Everybody, I feel like everyone that watches them is just in the moment. They're
very in the moment, and they were very simple. Very mm-hmm. simple. I liked that they did those somber roles very slowly. You know, you're always so used to seeing that in such an upbeat, you know, dance, and when they did it just so...
And how she rolled her body and her head all the way through his body. Like, you know, when you see someone use the ball, like a basketball, and
yes,
it goes around
like
their
chest.
Yes,
like when they're chest. Like, oh, I'm just like... I want to roll around like that.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to roll around.
But again,
like
most
that.
Of it, too, is about their connection. So, I mean, there's no awkwardness. There's so much storytelling
between them.
That's
what I love about it. There's no awkwardness. Mm-hmm. So if they're this close to each other, like, it's genuine. It's,
right.
You know, they do it every day.
Right.
Whereas other couples, you know, they'll be like,
I know,
let's get
space.
This close. Like, you're in my space.
Yeah, no, you know? They were extraordinary. It would be fun to see what happens with contemporary.
But I loved them. So I'm really excited. I just want them to start giving us, like, 2-hour episodes. Like,
yeah.
Just do it, guys.
Me too,
like,
me too.
We need more, like...
It was very choppy. They were going through so much. I mean, just, they had so much to get through that it felt like they were just blasting through it. But at least we got a little bit of a foundation on the teams and... We're going to see the contemporary, the ballroom, mm-hmm. and more selection. And just hopefully we'll have a little bit more.
Yeah, I definitely think we're going to get to see a lot more. But obviously I think these next two choreographies are going to be insane.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to see what Travis is going to do. Because he even was like, I gave you guys kind of like a difficult number.
Yeah, good for him. And I'm all about that. It needs to be at... live show level.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? There's no reason to just, I mean, obviously preach on the choir, but there's no reason to give them something that's just like, oh, well, let's get them through. I mean, this is time to weed
you
out.
You can't, yeah. This is when you have to, like, survival of the fittest.
Right. Well, and I wonder, they actually did a preview of jazz with coming up as well. So I don't know if it's just going to be contemporary, but I'm really intrigued at how this is going to play out because we're going to see jazz as well, I believe, with Sasha.
That's right.
I'm really interested to see how much
so
is going to be cut.
If what I took was right, but next week we get to see the top 10 already. Is it the week after that?
They have 1 week. This is what's interesting. They have 1 week in Academy, but we're seeing that 1 week split up into different episodes. So technically, to the dancers in live real time, they're going through a week of Academy at the VPAC with the contemporary, the ballroom, mm-hmm. you know, the solos, all of that, and then jazz. I believe will be thrown in there as well. So to the audience. We're seeing it split up into different episodes, but to the dancers,
Got
it's
it.
1 week. So after that 1 week, yes, the top 10 is being selected. But I think we have a few more weeks of what we're going to be seeing unfold at Academy.
Uh-oh.
I know. Boom, boom. But hey, lots of dance for us to watch. So
exactly.
I'm not complaining.
Exactly. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But why don't we get into some predictions then?
Okay.
Let's just go ahead and predictions.
You know,
ooh.
I know. I love these.
I love it.
So... who do you think is going to have their team complete first?
Even though Allison's got two on, I think it's going to be Fiction or Marco. I'm really feeling like Fiction and Marco are going to have theirs.
Okay.
Full, but I don't know. I mean, if I'm picking one, I'd say Fiction is going to have his filled first.
I think I love Allison,
mm-hmm.
and I think she's going to get filled up quick, but I think the thing with Allison right now is she's pulling the trigger really quick.
Yes, and I think she's going to slow it down. That's why I think it's
going
to be.
So I think her, she was like, pop, pop, and mm-hmm. now she's going to be like, mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm. Like, she's going to wait for the one. She's going to get in there when everyone's like, I want you, I want you, I want you, and then that's.
Yeah.
But I think the one who's, You know who I think might have their whole team picked out, like, in the beginning is Gabby.
Okay. She would have been another guest.
I feel like she's so, mm-hmm. like, once she sees that unique person, not the one trick pony, she's like, that's what I'm going for. Like, she's got a strategic plan.
Right.
So, because she got Lex. Mm-hmm. She grabbed Lex, so mm-hmm. I'm just like, she knows what she's doing. And then I think Comfort might have her full team.
Sure. So we're thinking somewhere in the realm of Fiction, Comfort, Gabby, and Marco Allison-ish. I mean, yes. Who knows? It's so hard to know. I mean, I feel like they've already gotten a preview of all these dancers, so they may just be waiting to, like, you know, grab them when they can. I don't know. It's just, like I said, it's hard to know what they're waiting on or what they want to see, and or maybe they love somebody but they want to see them do jazz or they want to see them do ballroom. So
well, I mean, we're just gonna have to wait and see, because obviously we're not there, but you know, if you want to send them our way, we'll go ahead and we'll deliberate and just have them.
I know,
dance
we need to get some of these artists, these dancers on our show.
I know. So you know, if you guys are watching this, just hit us up, or we'll hit you up. You know, tweet.
Yeah, give us a little shout out on who you'd like to see on our show, on our panel.
Yes,
and bring them in.
Since it's going to be next week, us three. Well,
right. Teague will be back.
Teague will be back. We'll add a fourth.
Right.
We'll add a fourth. We'll see if maybe we can add a fourth.
Indeed.
But that is all that we have to talk about this week about the Academy. So we're really excited. You can always catch me on Sports and Sass with 2 S's on Instagram. 3 S's on Twitter, and you can always catch me on the after show on American Grit tomorrow at 9. And where can we find you, lovely?
You guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Becky Sotero. And my goodness, you can find me on World of Dance on Tuesday nights in the studio at 9 p.m. So, yeah, I am just full circumference of dance, just all around.
She's got it all around. So that's all we got for you guys.
Woo!
Bye.
Have a good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.